Driving through small town, Ontario, it's easier to recall downtowns that colorfully grab your attention than it is for downtowns with a penchant for almost proverbial beige. Downtown Orillia makes an impression for many reasons, and not the least of which is its vibrant and ever-channing street art. Driving the idea for the art installations is Leslie Fournier, who is quick to add that while the initial idea might have been hers, credit for much of the work belongs to the people of Orillia. Fournier gave birth to Streets Alive in 2007, when she helped create and organize Orillia's first public art program. It started in 2007 with painted banners that artists and community members volunteered to paint, Fournier explains. I organized the initiative and got some new creative public art on the street, and it evolved over the years to large-scale sculptures under different themes each year, she said. Fournier was a merchant on Mississauga Street when she was first inspired to bring art to life downtown. It's kind of taken on a real life of its own, and I never really thought it would become as big as it has. It's been an amazing journey and a lot of work as well, but all good things take time and effort. I'm just thrilled with the way it's evolved. Like most people who serve their community, Fournier was hesitant to talk about her own volunteer work. It's hard to talk about yourself as a giver and a volunteer, but I feel like, it's not just me, it's about everybody, she says. Streets Alive couldn't have grown or happened without many, many people coming together to be involved. I may have had the idea, but it took all of us. As an entrepreneur, and a former downtown merchant, Fournier understands the challenges for all downtown communities to be unique and to differentiate themselves from other downtowns around them. There's got to be some wow factor that draws people in, she stresses. Her inspiration comes from travel and the things she's seen around the world. I always think, why not try this, no matter what the size of your town is? Why not try some really interesting idea and see where it can go? She asks. I like to see how our community reaches for blue sky ideas, things you wouldn't normally think a small town could accomplish. Fournier says, the inspiration is community building. I'm very focused, interested and passionate about community coming together to achieve bigger things, and sort of dream in a bigger way, she says. It's human nature to want to feel connected beyond your immediate family and friends circle. We all want to feel connected within our larger community, Fournier explains. I find it so heartwarming to be able to walk up the street and have conversations, brainstorm and talk about things that affect all of us. Community building just makes towns stronger. It allows us to accomplish things that maybe we didn't even dream were possible. Volunteering is important not only to the community, but also to the volunteer, Fournier says. I think there's really no greater joy and fulfillment than the joy that comes with giving back, she adds. Volunteering just comes back to the volunteer, as much as it is about what they're doing. I think it gives everyone a purpose in life that's bigger than themselves.